One of the most common ways of dividing the world is into those who believe and those who don't, into the religious and the atheists. And for the last decade or so, it's been quite clear what being an atheist means. There have been some very vocal atheists who've pointed out not just that religion is wrong, but that it's ridiculous. These people, many of whom have lived in North Oxford, have argued they've argued that believing in God is akin to believing in fairies, and essentially that the whole thing is a childish game. Now, I think it's too easy. I think it's too easy to dismiss the whole of religion that way, and it's as easy as shooting fish in a barrel. And what I'd like to inaugurate today is a new way of being an atheist. If you like, a new version of atheism we could call atheism 2.0. Now, what is atheism 2.0? Well, it starts from a very basic premise. Of course there's no God. Of course there are no deities or supernatural spirits or angels, etc. Now let's move on. That's not the end of the story. That's the very, very beginning.